This is Total Party Kill, where a bunch of friends play role-playing games on the internet for your amusement. This is episode 184, posted April 2019, Dungeon Crawl Classics Part 3 of 4, The Warning Birds.
Welcome back to Total Party Kill, nerds. It's me, your Dungeon Master, Tony Sindelar, pretending to have more energy than I actually have because I'm a little bit under the weather. Hi! we are playing Dungeon Crawl Classics. We are continuing our adventure, Frozen in Time, where a group of intrepid barbarians slash cave people are exploring a strange glacier full of strange, wondrous, and whatever the evil version of wondrous is. because there are horrible sights and things far beyond these simple people's comprehension. Killing them left and right. Well, nobody has died in an hour. We got a bunch of deaths right in the first hour, so we are on borrowed time. Let me introduce our players real quick. Starring Chuck the Dwarf, it's Jason Snell.
Hello, yes. Chuck is a dwarf, like the name says. He's a flint napper. He learned at the tutelage of Old Mother, who is the greatest and oldest of all the dwarven flint nappers in the village.
Crinkle the orphan, not goblin, played by Monty Ashley.
I am Crinkle Non-Goblin. I'm an orphan who is definitely not a goblin in any way, just a normal human orphan.
Wilma the Hunter, played by Aline Sims.
Yes, Wilma has been alive throughout the entirety of this adventure, and I hope that this glorious hunter and I stay together a little bit longer.
Wilma, you are being mauled by a Yeti, but we'll come back to that.
Yeah.
Oh no. Mid-introduction attack.
Talk, played by Annette Weirstra.
Yes, I am Talk. I am a hunter and the god of doors.
You know, you get in at the ground floor, you get to determine your own job title, people.
It's true.
Opener of some doors, non-opener of other doors, but there are always doors involved.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And last but not least, your friend and mine, Erica Ensign, as Old Mother.
Yep, I am the oldest and greatest dwarven flint napper of the village. I've been around for many years. I've been around for this entire adventure so far. We'll see how much longer that lasts. Hello, Mr. Yeti.
Hello, Mr. Yeti.
So you're a mother, huh? What's it like to be a mother? And to care about your children like my parents don't care about? Oh, God, a Yeti.
Who says I cared about my children?
We join our adventure in the thrall of battle as exploring a strange, icy, snowy cavern. A Yeti has attacked Wilma the Hunter. Wilma, the Yeti rolled the highest initiative possible. The Yeti is attacking you. The Yeti is going to slam you. I rolled a 6 versus AC.
I'm good.
All right. So, as we've covered before, you all get to go, and then the Yeti will roll initiative again. Wilma, you're right up at the front of that Yeti, so maybe you are the first to react.
Hitting it with my spear, it's a 15 versus AC, I guess.
All right, you plunge your spear into the Yeti's snowy hide, and the Yeti howls in pain. Roll me some damage.
5.
All right.
Nice.
You speared some Yeti.
Good job, Wilma.
Who is brave enough to go next?
I'm right up there and drunk with my ability to open doors.
Do it, Talc.
Throw my spear with a 2.
Oh, no.
You know, it's hard. You were trying really hard to not spear Wilma, and so it was hard to find a place. You know, you're trying to draw a line between you and the Yeti that did not also have a part of Wilma in that line, and there were not a lot of lines to draw. So, you failed to connect with the Yeti.
Is the Yeti blocking the doorway? Can anybody else even get up there to attack it? What's the geography here?
Wilma and the Yeti are right in the doorway. The Yeti is quite big. It's a large, perhaps some of you have found them or at least seen them in the distance if you traveled hither and yon. and, you know, it's a large hulking bipedal beast. It's taller than any of you, so probably the Yeti is quite tall, quite wide. You could all kind of get around Wilma to attack the Yeti if you so chose.
All right, then I choose.
Old Mother.
My handy flint axe, created by my own hands many years ago when they were a little more supple. Mm-hmm. And that's a 14.
I will tell you that will hit a Yeti.
All right. I'm going to do some damage. 3 points of damage to the Yeti. Eat Flint.
The Yeti howls more. The Yeti does not look like the Yeti is doing great. It occurs to you that the Yeti may... This Yeti does not look like it was in the best of health before you encountered it.
Oh,
so, Wilma, Talc, and Old Mother have gone. Chuck, you are next, it sounds like.
Chuck is right behind Old Mother with another Flint axe, also made by Old Mother's hand, actually, back when they were more supple. But it's a good axe, so I'm still using it.
You guys sure talk about her supple hands a lot.
I rolled a 3.
You somehow, you know, it's crowded here at the doorway, and you have a hard time finding an opening.
Eat Flint! Eat Flint! Oh, never mind.
Crinkle, I think you are last.
Yeah, I come running around this corner and leap into the air with my club and just
this
scream
seems
a,
like an idea.
A goblin oath of vengeance and
I'm sorry, I think you mean a not goblin oath of vengeance?
I also speak goblin. That is just a thing that some educated orphans know how to do.
Yeah, he did a semester abroad at goblin camp.
So leap into the air and just whack that Yeti between the eyes with my club.
Did you roll something?
Yes, I rolled a 2.
Hmm.
That's something, all right.
How's that?
You have rolled some impressively low numbers today, gang. So, congrats.
Thanks.
I believe that's everybody. The Yeti will re-roll its initiative. The Yeti does not get to go first. So, you don't know how many of you get to go before the Yeti goes, but...
I guess again.
All right. Go.
Still just screaming goblin imprecations. And I rolled a 7.
All right. Who will follow Crinkle?
Chuck will chop at the Yeti. And I rolled an 8.
All right.
I'll go. Wilma will go. Ha ha, that's a 19.
All right, Wilma, do some damage to that Yeti.
Yeah. Get him.
4.
4 points of Yeti damage. 4 points of damage to the Yeti.
4 points of Yeti.
The Yeti is going to go now. The Yeti is badly damaged. There's blood streaming on its ivory coat, and the Yeti is going to try and bite you, Wilma, because you seem like you seem dangerous.
yeah.
Oh, Wilma, 21.
Yeah, that
is going to hit.
Wilma.
Wilma, 4 points of bite Yeti damage.
Goodbye. Goodbye, cruel
world.
Oh,
no. Oh, Wilma.
Bye, Wilma. I choose to step forward to avenge Wilma if I can.
All right. The Yeti has a single hit point left.
For Wilma.
Old Mother, now the only survivor from our original party.
Mm. Mm.
All right, 15. Does a 15 hit?
Nope, 15 will hit the Yeti. Yeah.
And then 5 points of damage. I'm really mad about Wilma.
You slay the Yeti.
Yeah.
And it slumps to the ground next to your friend, Wilma. A mournful group of uptown people spill into the foyer. Aline, does someone brave step up to fill Wilma's shoes?
Talc will do it.
Well, does someone that Aline gets to play do it?
Oh, no. Sorry.
So somebody just like screams from the crowd and steps forward and says, "My name is Wilma Jr. and I will avenge my mother."
Yeah.
Oh, you knew your mother?
Oh, God.
Ouch.
All right. So,
because I'm an orphan.
The Yeti has dealt with, you've paid your respects to Wilma, but you know. Life is
take her stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, take her mother's stuff.
Yeah, you don't have a designated gatherer now, so.
Yeah, I feel like Wilma Jr. probably should inherit. That's the way it works, right?
Aline, did we get to hear your character sheet torn in half?
Oh.
All right. So,
there we go.
As you explore the room now that the Yeti has been dealt with, there's lots of mounds of shattered ice and piles of snow filling up most of this cavernous room. In several places, you can see it's kind of like broken furniture or something that has been crushed by some kind of avalanche. You know, some of the things that you recognize in here are kind of like maybe some of the very simple furniture that you might have in, you know, that the elders would have in the elders' hut. but it's more complicated than anything you've seen there. There is a wooden box in a that's kind of half buried in the snowdrift in the center of the room that looks conspicuous.
I go toward it.
A wooden box.
There is also a large pillar with a rectangular indentation similar to the one that you experienced already. Wilma Jr., did you say you were looking at the box?
I'm kicking the box, like in Zelda.
All right. You kick the box. It falls out of the snow and pops open. The box is mahogany. It had some value before someone kicked it.
Not carrying it with me. It's fine.
Yeah.
How hard did you kick it?
Well, hard enough.
I just watched my mother die.
She's very angry.
That was like 30 seconds ago.
So she's still angry.
Wilma Jr., inside the box, it kind of falls out of the box that you've kicked open. There's like a metal disc about 3 inches wide has kind of fallen out of the box. And you know, I guess it kind of fell across the snow on the floor.
That could be valuable.
I poke at it with my mother's spear.
It looks shiny.
I pick it up.
Ooh.
Okay. Each of kind of from five little corners of the metal disc are kind of like these weird little metal strings.
Metal strings.
Hey, does anyone know what this is?
Kind of resembles. I don't. If Merv was here, he would tell you it kind of resembles a starfish.
This is all beyond me.
It's like we're all stupefied.
This doesn't seem like something that's going to turn out to be important later.
I'll just carry it with me. I have no idea what this might be.
Okay. As you go to put it in your belongings, the metal strings on the disc kind of activate, and it suddenly is attached to your hand with the disc part on the palm of your hand.
I scream.
That seems appropriate.
Does she fall over dead? I'm watching very closely.
Nope. You just have a metal disc in your hand.
Okay.
Cool.
Do you want us to try and get it off your hand?
Yeah, like I'm shaking my hand and
it's really on
screaming.
There.
Okay.
I'll tap at it with my axe. Does that loosen it at all? Like the flat part of my axe?
I shake her hand to see if it's like a joy buzzer or something.
Her hand feels kind of, you know, it's cold and metal, but does not seem, there's no ill will. Hey, have Chuck, did you invent the joy buzzer? Is that how we know what that is? Oh, those dwarven jokesters.
A little leftover flint. It's a thing you could do.
Does it hurt? Like,
nope. Feels snug. Hmm. It kind of, you know, it's a little tingly to the touch, but you know, it actually, it seems to kind of be glowing dimly.
I scream more.
I think you've been blessed by the gods.
You think this is a blessing?
It's glowing. Glowing things are usually a blessing, except when they're a curse.
Okay.
Talc wonders if you could now have surpassed her ability to open doors.
Hmm. Maybe we should go try some of those doors in that room to the south.
I think this giant tube over here is the way to go.
Yeah. What if you put your hand on the indentation?
Mm. Sure.
So, there's a great deal of snow and ice around the large tube in this room. So it would take, you could spend some time clearing it out if you wanted.
I think we should see if we can open those other doors, because that would take less effort. Old mother didn't get to be old.
Would literally the five of us spend an hour clearing the snow while everyone else in the village just watched us?
Yes. There's only so much room.
Yeah.
And laughing at us.
Yeah. Clearing snow, that's a dumb idea. Let me tell some great stories about that time I saw a goat. That's my impression of the other villagers.
I'm going to go to this southwestern door in the other room and see if I hold my hand to it, if it opens.
Western door.
I'm going to come and
watch. Whoosh is open. There is no chirping noise. It's just kind of a gentle...
Birds died.
The birds are probably fine. There is a glowing tube beyond.
Is there a floor? Like, I'm not just stepping into an abyss if I go in there?
Nope, you are not stepping into abyss, but you have the sense that you would probably be taken up this tube.
Okay, I'm going to first, before I do anything, I don't know what everyone else is going to do, I'm going to go to the door to the west and see if that one will open.
Okay. The door to the west whooshes open.
All hail the new door opener!
Yeah. All hail.
Talc cries a little.
Do you want me to tell you about the room to the door to the west?
Yes, please.
So there's lots of metal and wood furnishings in here.
How primitive.
Yeah, it's not. It's unclear what this room would have possibly been used for. There's a lot of chairs. Why would so many people need to sit at the same time?
My guess is this room was used for sitting.
Mm. Oh, it's a sitting room.
Sitting room.
Mm-hmm. Exploring further, some of the some of the walls have little doors in them, and opening them, find all kinds of strange little metal objects of strange origins. You're not sure what they are. Maybe they're like they could be weapons, but they're much too small. Maybe the ice demons are very small. Some of them have circular edges. Some of them have many little prongs. Like, maybe it's like a little trident that belongs to a tiny little ice demon.
I'm going
to
take one of these little tridents. It looks awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
You take one of the tridents. But that doesn't make sense because the chairs are normal size. So, that doesn't make any sense.
You're right. I'll take a chair.
I'm going to just take some random stuff from the walls. Because I could use some of it for flint napping, perhaps, if it's small enough.
Indeed. Always be flint napping.
All right, I'm gonna check out the last door to the south.
Okay.
Use your magic. Use your door opening magic.
So Wilma heads over to the door to the south. Chuck, what are you doing?
I'm gonna follow her.
Sorry, Wilma Jr. Crinkle, you're exploring this weird room with all those chairs.
Yes. Trying to decide if carrying a chair is feasible.
It seems like it would be, you know, I will find rules on encumbrance if you make me. old mother, what are you up to?
I'm stealing random things from the cupboards. Or the walls. I don't know what a cupboard is.
All right. So, Wilma Jr. and Chuck, you have a front row seat to this room to the south. As you open the door, Wilma, it works the same as the other ones did. There's an immense chamber beyond, and in the middle of that chamber is a hulking giant lizard
Yeti?
Monster.
Oh. What?
He's a cutie.
But it does not seem to have noticed that you're there. The floor where you're opening the door is soaking wet, and looking inside, there's this room. The first thing you see is this immense lizard, of course. It's probably 25 feet high. It's reared up on two legs with two little legs, and its jaws are, I guess they're kind of almost frozen, because it doesn't seem to be moving, are looked like they giving forth a ferocious growl. There's some kind of, like, pieces of broken ice or something that seem to be the source of all the water. You can see some fish kind of lying on the ground.
Aww, fisherman's gone.
Rest in peace, Merv. And then there's some other strange kind of works of art in this room.
I chuck my mother's spear at the giant lizard.
Hey. You me? The spear? Choose better words when you've got a friend named Chuck.
She used the spear.
Hurts. Yep. It hurts.
I'm sorry, Chuck. I'm sorry.
What? So give me an attack roll with a spear.
9.
The spear misses the immense thunder lizard.
Like I let people know. Yeah. Like I did my reaction.
Lizard!
I'm like, oh my god, giant lizard. Yeah, 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 exactly.
Okay, I'll come running then.
Oh, okay.
And fish.
I can throw a spear.
Throw me a spear, Talk.
20.
You launch that spear right at the horrible thunder lizard's head. Can you give me a damage roll?
4.
Okay. The creature does not seem to react.
I am going to throw whatever random piece of something that I had. Like, I was just, you know, sort of grabbing things off of shelves.
You had found all kinds of strange, we'll call it kitchen debris, that you then throw at the lizard.
I'm going to throw something. I don't even know what it is.
Give me a d20 with a -1 because it's junk.
Okay. That's a 10.
Okay. It does not connect.
Okay.
Guys, relax.
But you have now thrown junk into the room.
Yeah.
I don't think we need to worry about this guy.
Why? It hasn't moved. Why is it not moving?
Oh, weird.
Maybe it's dead. Lots of things don't move. You guys remember Wilma?
Too soon.
So I think this means that the goblin, the not goblin, and I have like a blood feud at this point.
I don't know. We get to invent your culture. It was not pre-existing here.
To be perfectly honest, I find it a little insulting the way you keep complaining about having just lost your mother right in front of me, who is defined. My whole role in our society is that I never had a mother. And also, this giant lizard is clearly not alive. What are you guys doing? We're Stone Age. We're not idiots.
Speak for yourself.
I approach the lizard. Fair. And see, and I'm observing it to see if there's any sign that it is anything but dead.
Roll intelligence.
Oh boy. 3.
It's, you know, it's confusing, Chuck, because it's certainly not reacting, but you've never seen something die, like, and still be standing up.
I'm investigating the fish.
All right. Old mother, you want to roll me intelligence on the fish?
That's, 16.
Let's see here.
And this weird not ice.
Yeah, you're not sure. There's all this sharp, broken ice. I don't know if you want to touch it, but it seems sharp and there's a lot of water all over the floor here. The fish are not familiar to you. They smell quite bad. They seem to have been dead for a long time.
I don't understand any of this.
Mm-mm. What's this thing next to me?
There is a sculpture. It appears to be of a naked man. He's kind of sitting. He's got his fist on his chin. He looks kind of contemplative.
Thinking, perhaps?
Maybe. Yeah, there's a bunch of strange artwork up on the walls as you look around. There's a picture of a woman with kind of old clothes and kind of an enigmatic smile.
Wait, question. Old clothes?
Well,
modern.
Do you mean incredibly futuristic clothes?
Yes, sorry. Moving on. There's a red and white cylinder with, I don't know, some kind of alien markings on it, an image of that. Here's an image of two angry people regarding you judgmentally. One of them is just kind of a huge mass of splattered pigments. There's kind of a serious-looking ginger-haired man staring out at you from one. Mm. And then one painting far bigger than any of the others. It's a kind of a resplendent painting. It's got a rather ostentatious, by caveman standards, gold frame to it.
So any kind of frame?
Yes. A painting of a nude man. He's got long white hair that is braided up, and he's reclining on luxurious furs, holding a blue and green kind of sphere on his lap.
For me, if it's not finger paintings of buffaloes, it's not really art.
You're such a traditionalist. Is there anything else in this room besides those big statues and the art and just the tube?
There is another familiar-looking tube in the southwest corner of this immense chamber, full of wonders.
All right.
There are some other statues. One of them is a beautiful woman, but she doesn't even have any arms. That's strange. They must not have finished that one.
This place is weird. I don't like it.
Oh, I walk up to the picture of the two people who are looking at me and judging me.
Mm-hmm. One of them seems to be holding a kind of like a trident, like yours,
but
bigger.
And I hold up my trident, and I'm like, ooh, interesting. And then I wander back to the group.
Maybe we should check out this tube, see if it's different from the other tubes.
I'm pretty sure there's a treasure map on the back of one of these paintings, but I can't remember which one.
One of them says this is a fake felt tip pen.
Yeah. Mm. All right, I want to kick this lizard once, and then let's go to the tube.
Roll kick.
Okay.
Remember when you were like all mad at the people who were attacking the lizard, and now you want to kick the lizard?
I just want to show it who's boss. 15.
You kick the lizard.
Your boss.
I'm going to say that's probably a D4 damage.
Yeah. 4.
Wow, you really kicked that lizard. I hope you feel better about yourself.
Are there dinosaurs alive at the same time as us?
No, that's no. Totally preposterous. There are, just to be clear, there are walrus people that you do your tribe trades with.
I was saying, because we got two cavemen named Wilma, I figure that's kind of Flintstonesy.
Wilma has not encountered any dinosaurs, to my knowledge, that she has told the tribe about.
Let's check out this tube.
All right, so this tube.
Yeah, this tube seemed to be the way to go.
Right? It's you know, you feel like you're getting the hang of tubes. It looks like the rest of the group of your tribe is still just hanging out in the foyer. They seem a little intimidated by the horrible thunder lizard in here.
Wait here in the vestibule.
Who wants to try and access the tube?
I think our new door opener should give that a try. She of the silver hand.
Wilma Jr.?
I picked up my spear, by the way. Okay. Or my mother's spear. So I'll go touch the pad next to the door.
The tube chirps at you and blinks red.
Talc, try it.
Talc comes over, also puts her hand in there.
It chirps again. Chirp, chirp. Blinks red.
The birds moved here.
Do we try one of the other tubes, or do we try attacking this tube?
Let's try another tube. Attacking the tubes hasn't been overly successful in the past.
Should we go to the southwest door?
Yeah, we got a couple other tubes we haven't tried.
I'm a flint napper. Everything looks like something to be napped.
As the saying goes.
I'll go to this other tube up here.
I believe you were successful in opening that tube before with your newfound.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'll step in.
Yeah, so they're labeled on the map. Tube B is accessible. Tube C was kind of frozen over with ice, so you didn't you put off dealing with that one for now. So Wilma Jr., as you step into Tube B, the tube makes a little bit of a whirring noise, and you are raised at a pleasant 5 feet per second up further into the glacier.
It's so pleasant. Somewhere.
All right, I follow her.
All right, if she says it's pleasant, I will follow.
Is there any obvious source of flames or heat down here where we're standing?
There is not.
Okay.
All right. So, Wilma Jr., continuing to lead the way. The door opens to the tube, opens to reveal a corridor that is running east to west, and you can see a door at either end. Just across the hallway from where you stepped out, there is a long dead plant in some kind of urn that's just sitting there.
That's weird.
The corridor is otherwise empty.
Very weird.
All right, I'll go to the door to the right and hold my besilvered hand up to it.
The door chirps at you. Chirp, chirp. And blinks red.
Okay, I'll go to the door to the left, to the west.
And that door whooshes open satisfyingly. Whoosh.
I'm pretty satisfied.
Let me tell you about the room beyond. The door opens to a brightly lit chamber. The walls of the chamber are decorated with large black rectangles, and the floor is covered by some kind of animal hide. It's plush and soft. A handful of comfortable-looking furnishings occupy the area just beyond the door. And then there's kind of a raised platform on the far side, elevated with a short flight of steps leading up to it. You see a large bed with shiny, rumpled blankets on it. And there's some strange objects kind of scattered around beside the bed. And it looks like there might be a creature in the bed.
Guys, why don't we just have the new tribe right here? There's still like 35 of us. That's everybody but the sages.
So I want to throw my spear again, but it didn't work so well the last time I threw it at the first thing I saw in a room.
You're going to attack the couch?
Well, you said it seemed like there was a creature in the bed.
Oh, yeah. It looks like there's something up in the bed. It's quite a far away from you.
And up some stairs.
And up
Can
some stairs.
We just kind of go and poke at it?
You want to go, I don't know, follow your hearts. Your filthy caveman hearts.
Hey, we probably eat paleo. Our hearts are great.
Yeah.
Talc gets sort of in range to just when she could poke at the bed with her.
With the spear?
Her spear.
All right. I see Talc and Chuck heading up there. Do you want to attack the bed or just poke
just
it?
Just poking it.
Yeah, and I hold up my hand to Talc and I go, hold on one second.
Okay.
Boop, 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 boop. What was that?
Did someone let a bird in here?
Talk looks confused.
This is the sound of the morning birds that awaken me.
Okay.
Vexing me every morning when I wish to sleep longer.
Chuck, something next to the bed suddenly starts moving. There is a metal sphere covered with spikes that suddenly starts floating in your direction.
That sounds bad.
Whoa, that does not sound bad.
What?
Ooh. Dr. Ball.
Oh, I'm going to bash that.
It's time for your vaccinations.
It starts floating in your direction, Chuck.
I smack it with my axe.
All right, roll your axe.
Four.
You fail to attack the floating spiky orb coming at you.
I will throw my spear at it.
Okay.
And I get a 10.
It seems to kind of nimbly dodge out of the way.
Oh, it's a nimble sphere.
As it advances at Chuck. Yeah, nimble sphere.
I'm going to run up and hit it.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's go.
We're in combat with an orb.
These always go well.
Five.
We're terrible.
I'm guessing a five doesn't hit either.
Five does not hit.
I hope the next round of villagers are better at this than we are.
I take a wind up with my club and invent Babe Ruth. Mm-hmm. Which eventually baseball will need him. I rolled a 17.
All right, you connect with the metal sphere.
Woo. It's going. Going.
And I'm going to do 4 points of damage to it.
All right. Can't get note of
Did
that.
Did it get dented?
It is. It looks a little dented. Who has not gone yet? Old Mother and Wilma Jr.?
I did. No, I attacked it. I just missed.
Okay, Wilma Jr., did you get to do anything?
No, I rolled a 3.
Okay, you failed to connect. Can people remind me, is anyone currently injured?
I am.
I am, yes.
I lost 1 point.
Yep.
Sorry, so several of you were?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see.
This is not good.
Yeah, I don't like that question at all.
Maybe it's a healing orb.
It's clearly a healing orb, but we have to attack it anyway. It's also got a can opener on it.
Gotta stay in character.
Kringle, yes. Orb attacks you.
No!
It gets a 6, probably does not hit.
Nah, you got nothing.
Alright.
Stupid orb.
You are all up again in whatever order you so choose.
Oh, I'm smashing it again.
Do it.
Ooh, natural 20.
Okay.
3.
All right. The orb looks pretty severely dented up.
I'm taking a swing with my axe again.
All right.
I'm gonna Wilma my axe at it.
Okay.
8.
Will not
Wilma
hit.
Junior.
I will also swing my axe at it.
Do it.
19.
All right. Give me damage.
6.
All right. The orb looks like it's not really flying right anymore.
Yeah.
I'll get my spear in action again.
Mm-hmm.
With a 4.
Mm-hmm. And anyone left?
Yeah. 16.
Well, my junior.
No, 15.
Give me damage.
0.
0? Okay. You managed to clip the orb, but you don't think you did anything to it. Let's see. Who else was injured? Kringle was injured. Who else in that group?
Talc.
All right. Old Mother, it's floating toward you this time.
Oh, no.
Ooh, 13 versus AC.
That hits.
You regain 1 hit point of damage.
See?
Sorcery! Kill it!
Wait.
It's like
the gods
machine.
Have blessed me. It healed me.
Aww.
It must be of the gods.
It's pleading for mercy. Now's our chance. Take advantage of its weakness. Destroy it.
I'm back up to full.
All right. Who wants to go next?
Me.
All right.
No, Kringle.
I step in front of it and say, no, do not. This is, do not attack any longer. This is definitely a messenger of the gods. Don't anger it.
But it's so spiky and so satisfying to hit.
Well, it's even more satisfying to be healed.
The orb attacks Kringle.
Ah!
Kringle, 12 versus AC.
That will hit me.
You regain one hit point.
All right.
See?
I guess orphan. It's fine. I look in the bed to see what's in the bed.
What's in the bed?
This is the game nobody wants to play.
Yes.
What remains are in the bed?
In the bed is a desiccated corpse. Oh. It appears to be a 7-foot-tall man with long white hair, braided, and his features show the painful rictus of death. In his hand, he's got some kind of disc.
Talc is excited about the disc and...
Talk, do you want to check out the disc?
She wants to check out the disc.
I turned to the floating ball and say, couldn't heal him, huh?
It stabs you in the eye.
Yeah. I regain a hit point!
And then, yeah, it stabs you for one hit point, and then it heals you for a hit point.
Fair. That's fair.
Yeah. So, Talc, it's a gold disc, similar in nature to the one that Wilma has. And as you're kind of inspecting it, it attaches itself to your palm.
Oh, you guys should high five and see what happens.
Ooh. Okay.
Talc immediately does that.
I think you have to invent the high five.
High five first. Yeah, I know.
I sure hope everybody who has one of these in their palms stays alive until we don't need their hand anymore.
Foreshadowing.
You could always cut it off.
Always practical, that Talc.
What? That had never occurred to me.
So the medical drone is eager to heal anyone who's injured. It will heal up to 3 hit points.
I'm still injured. I will reluctantly allow it to heal me for another one, but then I shoo it away.
It has medicine for 6 patients, though it sounds like you don't have that many patients.
I could use one more hit point.
It will gladly heal you for one more hit point. It chirps pleasantly after doing so.
I feel bad about hitting it with my spear.
Such a weird bird.
Yeah. It's just a bird. Yeah, I understand now.
Interesting.
The messenger of the gods, I'm telling you.
Does that mean these are behind all those other doors, too?
Oh, could be.
Yes.
Well, this is great and was not dangerous at all.
If I look around the room, do I see anything I feel like I should grab, or?
There's strange metal boxes and kind of weird furniture pieces around the bed. You're not sure what's up with them. It doesn't seem like there's anything else particularly exciting in this room.
Okay, so I'll go down here by the foot of the bed and look at these boxes.
They have some blinking lights, but it's unclear what they mean.
I don't want to poke at it because I saw... I did see what happened. I was like, my mom saw. I saw what happened when boxes with lights were poked at before, so I don't want to do that.
I will. I'll come in. Like, at this point, I feel like we've been blessed by the gods. Press everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Old Mother, can you give me a luck check?
Sure. That's the only thing I have a minus in.
Mm-hmm.
How did you live so long?
So that's a 5. I didn't get out much.
Hold on. I'm rolling a die.
Let's see if I really am blessed by the gods.
Yeah, give me a fortitude saving throw.
10.
Something blasts strange smelling smoke in your face, but you seem okay.
Weird. Okay,
maybe the gods aren't as thrilled with me as I thought.
Listeners, they just discovered radiation, but they don't know it yet.
Awesome.
I can see your bones.
Yeah.
Okay, I think I'm ready to leave this room.
Yeah, let's go open that other door.
I'm mystified.
Yeah, Talc, you should go try that other door.
Talc is very proud to go over and put her hand on the door.
Cross the knot off of your door knot opener and go back to being a door opener now.
Wait, maybe.
Well,
she hasn't opened a door
yet.
Right,
fair. That's fair.
Yeah. You leave the strange chambers, head back down the corridor, and approach the doorway to the east.
Yes.
And this door, with your newfound golden palm disc, opens pleasantly.
Door opener.
Golden door opener.
Golden. Mm-hmm. I raise it above my head.
Beyond the sliding door is a gloomy chamber lit only by stuttering strobes of blue-gold light. Spaced around this room are, it seems like, about 10 metal plinths, many surrounded by kind of flickering translucent light that seems to come spark at times. A handful of these glowing curtains flicker on and off in no particular pattern, vanishing and reappearing before your eyes, allowing a better glimpse of the objects beyond. Atop each low pedestal is a curious item, a strange sword, a large shield, a bizarre statuette, and other objects that don't really make any sense to you. A peculiar suit of armor stands in the middle of the room, surrounded by the plinths.
I walk in the room.
All right.
I'm scared.
Yeah, sure. Let's check
I'm
it
hanging
out.
Back.
Oh, I'm going in.
I'll go in.
Oh, a puzzle, huh?
Danger. Danger.
Uh-huh.
So looking around the room, there's all kinds of strange objects on the plinth, and there's the kind of strange suit of armor at the centerpiece. The armor is very peculiar. It's larger than any man, even the 7 foot tall corpse you saw in the room down at the other end of the hall.
Oh, wow.
And it's kind of, arms are very spindly. It's kind of hard to imagine what kind of shaped creature would fit inside this. And at the ends of the arms are these kind of weird claw-like gauntlets. The head of the armor is actually transparent, like a dome.
Is there nothing inside it, though?
Does not look like there's an occupant.
Hmm.
Let me tell you about some of the objects that you're looking at around the plinths. So there's 10 different pedestals, and some of them have seems kind of like this curtain of light around them, and others do not. The first one has it looks like an ancient sword. Well, I guess everything looks ancient to all of you. A futuristic shiny sword. The second one is a very futuristic medieval set of armor, but the security field is kind of intermittent around it. The third one is a statue of a humanoid face with some strange glyphs around the base. The fourth one is some kind of strange little, I don't know, maybe it's a tool? It's some kind of box with knobs and, I don't know, something on it. The fifth one, it's hard to know what that looks like. I mean, it's, I don't know, you're kind of reminded of, like, some kind of weapon, but not like any weapon you've seen before. The sixth one just looks like a block of wood. The seventh one is another box covered with buttons. The eighth one is a futuristic Grecian shield. The ninth one is a star-shaped metal badge. It looks like it has a hole in the center, and there's some strange writing on it. And the 10th one is a painted ceramic vase that looks quite exquisite.
I want to go look at the sword. Like,
yeah, me too.
That is a thing I recognize. It's, you know, it's a weapon, it's a club, it's a sharp club. I want to see if I can take it.
Yeah.
Does this one have a glowing field around it?
It does not.
I reach out
and... it when old mother is dead.
I feel like that's fair. You're, you know, the closest thing I have to a son anymore.
Oh.
So, there's nothing that's going to stop you, old mother, from just taking it if you want.
All right. I've got a sword.
Okay. This is a katana.
Ooh.
That was old mother. Who else was looking at things and who was next in the queue?
Oh, yeah, I was going to get the I was going to go for the shield.
Shield.
And the security field is down on that one. So you can just take that shield if you want it.
Which ones Great. Have the field down right now?
I can tell you one by one. So it's either up, down, or intermittent. So it's three different states.
Okay.
Chuck, you grab the shield. The hoplite shield provides a +2 bonus to AC. Due to its great size.
Awesome.
Nice.
Annette, were you doing something?
Yes, I was looking at the number 9, the badge.
So there is a star-shaped silver badge. It's shiny. It looks like it probably has some value. And then there's some writing on it that you can't comprehend. The shield is down, so you the security
field... It says
field.
Sheriff. I'm going to take it.
Erica, it does, but we don't have that language yet.
We haven't invented shires yet.
I put it on my fur.
Okay, you've got it.
That's the door opener's badge.
Mm-hmm.
Monty, I think you are next.
Yeah, I'd like to go to item 5, which you said vaguely reminded us of some kind of weapon.
Yeah, you know, it's almost like a... I don't know. There's just something menacing about it. It's kind of spear-like, but maybe you would hold it, and it's got all these little glowing dots on it. And it just feels powerful, but also kind of dangerous.
I definitely want that thing.
The field around it is flickering. It seems like it's unclear what would happen if your hand was still in the field when the field flickered back on. But you could try and grab it.
Then I will.
Okay. Doing so requires a DC 10 reflex save.
I rolled a 15.
All right. You... Kringle, non-goblin, are now the proud owner of a Mark III blaster rifle from the Android Wars.
Yeah.
And he's going to use it like a club to bash the next person.
So I lost track of things. I wasn't writing things down. Is there anything? Yeah. Did anyone notice anything else that we should be checking out?
Yeah, the box with knobs at 4 and the box with buttons at 7 are both interesting, but the shield is up for both of those. There's a fancy vase at 10. We could just break that.
That's my inclination too.
We have everything that the shield was down for.
Okay.
And one thing that shield was intermittent for. There is a full suit of armor at 2 that somebody could wear. What's the deal with this robot in the middle again?
What's its deal?
Yeah.
It's a robot.
Okay.
Does it have an on switch at the bottom?
Do you want to look for an on switch?
I just want to look at it. I don't know what I'm looking for.
All right. As you look at it, it looks back at you and activates.
Okay.
Oh, I told you not to look at things.
The robot begins yelling, "Warning! Warning! Warning!"
I shoot
danger,
it with my blaster
danger.
Rifle.
Kringle, do a DC 20 intelligence check to know how your blaster rifle works.
Here we go.
Roll that 20.
That is a 13.
You are not sure how that works yet. that was not your turn. So, but we'll say that you were inspecting it, trying to figure it out. So, Bobby the robot will attack.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I think some people are going to die here. Bobby the robot is going to roll initiative. All right, that's a secret. Who would like to go before Bobby the robot goes?
I feel like I was looking right at it.
What if it's not bad?
It seems bad.
What if?
I'm scared.
The last thing wasn't bad.
That's true, but I'm frightened. So what do I do when I'm frightened? I lash out and try to hit things. Usually with my axe, but I happen to be holding a
it's yelling
a
at us.
Sword.
The last thing wasn't bad, but the 4 things before that were.
6.
Sliding scale of judgment.
Law of averages.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to attack.
Yep.
4.
Nope.
I'll attack.
Yep.
10.
10 will not hit.
16, sorry.
Oh, 16 will hit. Give me damage.
1.
Oh, no. So, let's see. Just let me check. Old Mother went, Chuck went, Talk went, or Talc. So, Talc. Wilma Jr. and Kringle have not gone.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Who will be next?
I rolled a 2.
All right. Kringle, before you can go... Bobby the robot leaps into action. The flailing pincer-like tentacles lash out at people. I am just going to roll a die to determine who is going to get attacked because they're probably in bad shape. It is going to be Talc.
Okay.
Talc, pincers are coming at you. 5 versus AC is not that terrifying.
Nope, I'm 10.
All right.
Hooray.
Kringle, you get to go, and then we go back to the top.
All right. What is the deal with my rifle again? I just have to keep rolling intelligence checks before I can shoot it?
Yep. That you may not be something you want to... I mean...
It is, though. Okay, so I think the energy comes out this end, and I hold it, and...
Whoa. Energy?
I rolled a 1, but I have an intelligence bonus, so 2.
Mm-hmm.
Shoots himself in the butt.
Yeah. You're looking down
it's
the wrong
It's very
end.
Powerful once you know how to use it.
I just feel that this is a very powerful weapon.
Mm-hmm.
It has an air of menace and also cool that I find very attractive.
Okay. So that was your turn. Let me reroll for the Bobby the robot. Who wants to go first?
Me.
Go for it, kid.
9 in my attempt to figure out the rifle.
Okay. Wilma Jr., did I hear you?
I'll head it with my spear. First, I'm pulling out my skin of beer and taking a swig because I'm a brewer. I rolled an 7.
I will try with this sword again. Ooh. Mm-hmm. 18.
All right, you connect with... Tune in this time, everybody, to see a caveman wield a katana against a robot.
And we said 1d8?
Yeah, plus whatever your melee attack.
Yep, just... So 4 points of damage.
All right. Bobby the legally distinct robot still looks fine.
Is he moving or is he stuck up on his pedestal?
Nope, he's got little treads.
Okay. But he's up on a pedestal now.
Nope, he's got a boxy kind of bottom half.
So he can roll around and everything. Okay. Because I was gonna try to use a grappling hook and see if I could tip him over, but it seems like that's probably not gonna work. So I'll just hit him with my axe. 11.
11 will not hit a robot.
It's the best roll I've had in like 2 hours.
I'm sorry.
Okay, Talca's gonna take a try.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got 4.
All right. Did everybody go and everybody missed?
Yes. I think so.
All right. Bobby the robot is going to attack old mother. Eek. Bobby the robot rolls 20.
No.
Old mother.
Yeah, old mother.
6 damage.
Goodbye, old mother.
Goodbye, old mother.
It's been nice knowing you.
I pick up the sword.
Oh.
Diving for it as she slowly falls.
Yes.
I will avenge you with this awesome sword.
Oh, old mother is torn limb from limb by the terrible claws of Bobby the robot. But Erica, one of the braver people in the village, has just wandered into the hallway and caught sight of the action. And that person is...
Braver.
Is Cal the hunter, who has a spear.
All right.
Mm-hmm. I think most of the rest of the crew is just hanging out in that kitchen area we saw.
Yeah. See, this is what old mother gets for forsaking Flint. She tried to use a different kind of weapon, and the gods did not smile on that. So beware, Flint Napper. Look out, Chuck.
Old mother, you were the last, the carrier of the wisdom. You were the last of the original party. Mm-hmm. We are now on to second and third generation characters exclusively. Players, I hope you're happy. Their blood is on your ears? I don't really know how this works. All right. I believe it is time for Bobby the Robot to roll initiative. Bobby the Robot has rolled the top, so Bobby the Robot's going to go right away, and Bobby the Robot will attack
Cal?
Crinkle. Crinkle this time?
What? I've done nothing to you.
Crinkle, 16 versus AC.
That will hit me.
It knows you're a threat because it knows what that can do.
4 hit points of damage to Crinkle.
That will be enough to end Crinkle's sad non-goblin life.
Oh, no. Oh, I think a lot of people are going to die in this robot room.
I liked him the best. But there is a mysterious alien weapon there that you could learn how to use sometime.
Did somebody follow Cal? Is there somebody else?
Yeah, I think there is. Monty, who's next to kind of stumble into the hallway?
An extraordinarily sophisticated looking gentleman with an intelligence of 17 strolls up. Oh, hello, it's me, Lafayette, the expert gatherer, here to help you idiots out.
Are you a gatherer of experts, or?
I would be, but I've never seen any besides myself.
Well, that's good intelligence for figuring out how weapons work.
Mm, yeah,
that's true.
All right, well, all of you get to go.
Yep, I'm avenging, or also just dying, old mother.
Yep.
18.
Nice.
So, would we say a D8?
Yeah.
Yep.
And if you've got any modifiers.
I don't. 6 damage.
All right. That was Chuck. Who is next? Oh, I have to delete Crinkle and old mother from the...
Oh, no.
This is sad.
I'll go.
Bless I.
Oh, four.
Okay. Talk.
11?
11 will not connect with a robot. It's like you're fighting a suit of armor. So I think it's time for our newcomers to wander in from the hall.
I'm confused about what's happening, but it's very frightening, and I see everybody attacking this thing, so I'm going to help my my village people by throwing my... Or not, I'm not going to throw my spear. Just gonna
You're just going to stab?
Stab,
Erica, can you remind me of your next character's name?
Cal. K-A-L.
Cal. Mm-hmm. K-A-L. Got it.
So I only got an 8, though.
All right. Strong opening, Cal. And Lafayette, from the New Orleans district of the village.
I will stroll over, pick up this... looks to be some sort of laser rifle. No time to figure out how to attack with it right now. We're in the middle of combat, idiots. And attack with my knife.
All right.
I rolled a 20.
That's good.
And with my knife, I rolled a 3.
Okay. Hey, every little bit counts.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Stab, stab.
So Bobby the robot will roll initiative. All right, Bobby the Robot has rolled initiative. Who wants to go?
I got him. Avenge! I rolled a 1, so...
All right.
Clang!
Clang!
I got a 11.
All right.
All right, I'm going to try the spear again.
Cal, show us how to spear.
That's a 1.
All right. Cal, after you go, Bobby scans the room for his target and finds Cal in the fray. Cal, does a 12 versus AC hit you?
Oh, it sure does. Cal is a garbage character. This is like...
Oh, no. I might not even make it out of this room.
Minus How many hit points do you think Cal has?
Cal has 2 hit points.
Cal takes 6 points of damage at dodge.
Oh, jeez. Oh, God.
There's just like blood everywhere. It's very slippery now.
There is caveman guts like knee deep in this room now. All right, who had not gone in the round yet?
Talc has not gone.
Talc and Lafayette. Talc, why don't you go?
20.
All right, do some damage.
2.
All right, I will tell you the robot is starting to spark. Lafayette,
Give it the knife to the.
Robot?
I don't know. Yeah. Knife to the robot trick. I rolled a 13.
13 will not hit a robot. The robot's AC is 15. All right. So, does somebody new walk into the hallway, Erica?
Yes. Over the dead body of Cal coming down the hallway, you see good old Orb.
It's, you know... It's the people that are willing to walk over the 6 corpses that it's like, they're the real heroes of this adventure.
Yep. My name is Orb. I was named after the big glowing ball in the sky. I'm a dwarven herder.
All right. You herd dwarves? That seems unkind.
Thank God. We've got so many of those guys.
I'm going to come in with my staff. And
how many people on your staff?
We're gonna have a committee meeting. Adam,
I got my personal assistant. I got my driver,
Jason.
Who will be first?
I attack again.
Yeah, do it, Chuck.
9.
All right. Who will be second?
Me. I attack with my knife. Nothing.
Like all right, 4. Orb, you're next.
I'm running in with a 12. Actually, no, that's an 11 because I have a minus 1.
Oh, no.
Talc is going.
All right.
With a 20 again.
Yeah.
Wow. Give me Talc.
4 points of damage.
All right. Wilma Jr., before you can go, Robbie goes.
Bobby.
Robbie scans the room and, Bobby, legally distinct, don't sue me, scans the room and focuses in on Talc.
Oh, no.
Talc.
Oh, no.
Critical fail for Bobby the Robot.
Talc's the only one hitting it.
Wilma Jr., you can roll.
4.
All right. Bobby rerolls his initiative. He gets a 1, so he's going first. He will scan the room. He chooses Wilma Jr. Wilma Jr., 10 versus AC?
Does not hit.
Wow. All right. You all get to go before before Bobby goes again.
Well, I'm retaliating. I miss. I got another 4.
Attack again! A five.
All right, I'll give it a shot.
Come on, orb.
Four.
Not a good direction, orb.
What is going on?
Okay, I'm going to go and see if my luck holds. And it doesn't. It's a five.
I think that just leaves me. Five.
Wow.
Good work.
Oh, no. All right. It's unclear how many people we're going to murder today. Bobby,
all of them.
Bobby the robot rerolls initiative. Who will go before Bobby goes? People are not so certain anymore. All right. Orb, show us how to do it.
Two.
Okay.
Truck, get in there.
Tuck's getting a swing in. A critical fail. One.
No. Okay, I'll go. Mm-hmm. Yep. Also one.
Okay. Who's next?
Me. 18.
18 will connect. Damage.
One.
All right. And before anyone else can go, Bobby scans the room. He chooses Lafayette as his target.
Mais non.
Oh no, Lafayette 21.
Oh, no.
2 points of damage, Lafayette.
I am still here.
Okay. Who is left in the round?
It is me, Lafayette.
All right.
Have a knife. Have a knife day. Ha ha. 13.
I'm taking this knife by the reins, making robots redder with...
I've been trying to.
I have left a lot of blood stains all over this robot, if that's what you mean.
Rust stains. Right. Yes, that's it.
Bobby rerolls initiative. Bobby is... It seems to be slowing down. All of you are going to get to go before Bobby goes.
All right.
Back to the eye. No.
Nope.
Okay.
Critical fail.
Oof. All right, I'll try it. 8.
Okay, I'm going. 18.
Give me damage.
6.
Wow.
Wilma Jr., I think Bobby needs one good hit to go down. What is your chances?
Come on. It was not good.
You can do it.
10.
10 will not hit.
Yep.
Bobby rerolls initiative. He's going to get to go after a certain number of you. Who will go first?
I will go. Come on. 2.
Oof.
Talc is going.
Do it, Talc.
20.
Give me damage, Talc.
3.
3 is exactly the number you needed to do. Talc, you are an opener of doors. You are a slayer of robots. And how many cave people lie at the treads of Bobby the robot in this room full of treasures and so many dead?
3.
Who? What other wonders will we discover in this super weird glacier unlike any others? Tune in next time on Total Party Kill as this weird, wacky adventure continues.